Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am. You chose to be with me on this 19th day of May 2018. Oh, we're going to talk about my life, your life, life in general, and I think you might find it interesting. At least I hope you do. What I try to do is take an insight and then maybe answer your questions that people have sent to me. And there is some generous questions that people offer me. These questions are, I take very seriously in the sense that they're important to you. And if they're important to you, they're important to me. So I try to use your questions as a way of answering other people's questions, and that's where it's at. So you can ask anything you like, anything. You can always reach me at greg@aspire.org and ask me questions for radio programs whenever you like. Everything is open. So please don't feel any kind of limitation or hindrance. I want to thank my sponsors, too, before we begin, for helping me to sustain and make this program. Without their sponsorship, I would not be on the radio. I would not be sharing with you. There would be no TV. And I hope you're enjoying the Gibran series that we made years ago. I think they were very interesting programs. They offered a lot of insight to people in the day. I think they were interesting. They were provocative. They kind of were out of the box, still are, for the way we live in this culture and world today, kind of different. But anyway, I want to thank you, my sponsors, and those of you listening, I hope you will become a sponsor and help us sustain our radio and our TV efforts. If you go to the website at aspire.org, that's aspire.org, and you will see a little button there that says support. If you click on that God-forbidden button, having to give, most people really have a hard time giving. You will see why support Aspire. It will explain where your donations go and the whole kit and caboodle for you. So go take a look and do something wonderful for the world. Your donations go further than just airtime and allowing me to be on the radio. They also allow me to go to hospice and do a lot of freebie work that I do to help people who have no money at all and are very troubled. So I hope that you will help. My life. What is our life? What the heck are we doing? What is a lifetime? What constitutes a life? What are you doing here on this planet? What is this all about? People have these questions, and they're good questions, but the problem is that when a person asks this kind of question, they often fall off the planet here because the answer exceeds the simplicity of the question. So it kind of gets hairy here, gets difficult. But let me do what I need to do here. Maybe I can help. The first question comes from Stan in El Cajon, California. I used to watch you on TV in the 80s, and now I'm catching up with you now. I am very grateful to watch your programs. I am very grateful you do. I am intrigued by your radio program, so here is a question. What are any of us doing in this life? I really am not sure. Seems rather strange, he says. Stan, yes, it does. Stan, if you and I do not have a basis for our life, if we do not have some sense of reality for the basis of our life, it does seem strange. Now, I'm not talking about a philosophy. I'm not selling philosophy here, okay? I'm not. What I'm offering to you is the direct experience. Now, if you can allow your mind to drop this everyday, in my case, Gregory mind, in your case, the Stan mind, if we can allow these minds to just drop, to no longer influence us about what is right and wrong, what is good and bad, when you and I are not looking for a supposed meaning, but we are willing to find the meaning, it can be really beautiful. Otherwise, we're just running around doing things we don't understand, creating karma and consequence for ourselves that we don't understand, doing and saying things that we just don't understand. In other words, we're living off the cuff, as it were. And off the cuff means emotionally, just living emotionally, off the cuff of everything. So we're living to get, to have, to own, to buy, to rent, to have nothing more than a series of emotional experiences that are pleasant, trying to keep away the unpleasant. And in the end, it all gathers together in the form of death. And that's where it begins and ends in a person's life. There is no sense of inner accomplishment. You may have some outer accomplishments. You might have made a lot of money, or you have the respect or the notoriety, I should say, of people. But what does that mean? You can't take that with you through death. Death is always the key ingredient here. And we live for those things that we can enjoy here on Earth. That's the way we look at it. These human bodies are built for the contest of the human race. And we have a race going on. We're always in competition. We're always trying to get things that we don't have, that maybe other people have. It gets rather ugly, really ugly. And this goes on and on and on and on. And pretty soon, after making a lot of money or not making a lot of money, or having lots of kids or not having lots of kids, after deaths and divorces and disappointments, you have to sit down and ask yourself, what am I doing? What was this all about? Am I any better than I ever was? What am I doing with my life? Or is my life doing me? That is the question. Am I doing my life, or is my life doing me? Well, for the most part, we are basically, many of us, not knowingly, doing our own life, and therefore it comes back and does us. We do a lot of silly things that create the consequences of human life. These consequences have to do with the kickback factor. Everyone is born, Stan, to do wonderful works in their life, wonderful things. They're born to awaken. They're born to find the meaning, the substance of life. They're born to awaken to the presence of a great love that lives within. But most of us ignore this for the sake of pleasure, the sake of responsibilities that we have for those pleasures. We think that our hard work or the work that we do should bring some fruit to us, some things that are important to us. All sorts of crazy things do we do. And we do it because we don't know what we're doing here. Stan, we are here for one reason and one reason alone. It's called love. And I have to drop my self-preservation mentality to understand love. Love to us looks like a great sacrifice, because you have to drop all of the things that pertain to self-preservation. And sometimes these things of self-preservation are about a certain kind of, well, meanness, uncaring. It doesn't include forgiveness, compassion, and love at all. And so because we live in this mentality of me, 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 I gotta have, gotta have, gotta have, and I want to avoid bad things or difficult things, we just ignore the purpose, the reason we are here. We are here for the sake of love as love itself. And this includes forgiveness, compassion. And most people don't live in forgiveness and compassion. They think that those things are deserved, that a person has to deserve forgiveness and compassion. you don't have to deserve my forgiveness nor my compassion. And actually, you don't even have to ask for it, no matter who you are in this world or what you've said or done or whatever to me. You have to take that attitude. You are forgiven. Everything that occurs in a person's life occurs for a specific, I want to say reason, but not really. It happens because of a reaction. It's a consequence. Everything we do is a matter of creating consequence and then facing our consequences. And because we live in that demeanor, that methodology, that whole thing, we miss the things that are most important in our life. It's very, very interesting. What are you doing in this life? Well, to answer your question, unless you are awakened, unless you have come to the place of awakening, you're creating more and more consequence for yourself in this world. More and more. And those consequences are going to turn into, some of them, physical conditions and circumstances, and others of them are going to turn into, well, I don't know what. I can't tell you because I don't know you. All I know is in my own life. I want to say one last thing to you, Stan, before I leave you. We require a great deal of humility. If you are really serious about answering this question, you will need a great deal of humility. The humility to recognize what you have done that has been unkind, and then to ask for forgiveness. Not necessarily from the people you've been unkind to or have been unkind to you. Just to recognize you need forgiveness. In that whole state of forgiveness, there is a great love that blooms out of humility. Don't let your pride exceed your willingness to be humble. That is my parting wisdom to you. May this serve you well, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste. The next question comes from Jose in Encinitas, California. Are the things that are occurring in our life real? How will I know what is real? Jose, there are very, very important questions that we have to ask ourselves about our reality and what sustains it, what makes reality. The only reality there is love. The world, it will pass away. The world has many trials and tribulations in it, and your body is the reality of this world. But you, living in the body, are merely experiencing what the body can experience. And if you limit your life and your whole basic living around the human body and what it can experience, the pleasure, the pain, basically, and you make that the culmination of your daily life, of your earthly life, of your entire life, you've made a drastic mistake. Our bodies are just instruments that are subject to the worldly laws and principles of this earth. That's it. Inside them is that presence that we call me, or you call you, or whatever you call yourself. Then you go even deeper than that through meditation and find the core of you, which is simply there as the source of your life. The source of our lives is oneness. Oneness is the character of authentic love. And this character expresses itself through compassion, forgiveness. This character of oneness is the love that seeks nothing more than expression in our life through creativity. All sorts of creativities. There are many. There aren't just one or two. There are many. And as you give yourself over to this creativity, to this oneness, you will find that love expresses in and through everything that occurs in our lives. Everything. You are a result of this oneness, this deep oneness. Now, going back to the body. Jose, if you limit your life to your body, if you limit your idea of yourself or your ideal of yourself as Jose, and I do it as Greg, then we miss the whole kit and caboodle. We miss everything that is going on here. And that's a tragedy. That is the greatest tragedy. To live estranged from the oneness that lives in us as the authentic part of ourselves. Real is what is authentic. Authentic is oneness. And in that oneness, if you merge into it with through meditation, and that's how it's done, through silence meditation, you begin to self-realize that the self of us is a small part of our living, a very small part. Very small. That you are here to awaken to the oneness that lives within you. Nothing more and nothing less. So then you build your whole life around this oneness. You don't build your life to gain and have and get in the human race and try to take away this from that and try to earn this over that. You don't do that. You don't do what people think of as worrying about what people think of you. You don't do those things. Your reality is the things you do for the sake of love itself. You do it because that's what you are. The human can only do things in the hopes of getting something it wants. But that is not the way. The way is through the heart, the essence of the heart. And when your heart, your authentic heart, not the emotional heart, the authentic heart is more important to you than the emotional heart, that is when something of the other shore begins to rise in us. And we begin to feel the tones, the textures of a great love that has always been within us and churns within us through compassion and forgiveness. So don't be fooled. Be generous. Be extremely generous. Be extremely forgiving. Be extremely compassionate for everything that is happening here on earth. Your human will go, I don't want to do all this. Well, okay. But you do it anyway. Reality is found when you and I persevere, when we absolutely persevere beyond the opinions, doubts, and foibles of our human body, our human mind, our genetics, and our DNA, and can extend ourselves beyond those things to do what Jesus called very good works. If you do that, you are enacting reality. You are reaching beyond the illusion and the delusion of human mind and ego. And you have set into motion something far more powerful than what you might think of as the might of the human being's hate and fear, which is basically what most of us get involved in. So you ask me, Jose, are the things occurring in my life real? Well, it depends on what you call your life. If you call your life your physicality, your mental acuity, no. But if you call your life that which lives within you untouched by your mental acuity and your physicality, and you are willing to persevere beyond those elements to be touched and moved by a love that is greater than whatever you have suspected love to be before, then yes, yes, you will find it. Simplicity, solitude, silence. Live your life in those three elements. They are the key. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. What does it mean when you say, let love live you? I don't understand. Steve, he does not tell me where he lives. We let a lot of things love us. We let a lot of things live us too. Mostly they're emotional. And when I am living in my emotionality and I let it live me, I say and do some pretty silly, unkind, destructive things in my life. And we've all done it from one degree to another. And we really have a hard time parsing out the idea that everything has its means and way in our life. And we miss the whole entire living for the sake of what it is that we allow to live us. So I ask you, Steve, what do you allow to live you? What is it that has carte blanche with you? And it's typically emotion. We don't want to admit it, but we think and live and move and have our whole being in the complexity of emotions that are all about self-preservation. That's it. Nobody wants to say that that's the truth. I'm only doing this because it's self-preservation. I'm only being good to you because I'm afraid of what it's like not to be good. If I'm not, you won't think I'm good. And you get into these complexities of emotionality, which are about my pettiness and my fears. And before you know it, you've allowed emotionality to live you. That's all it's been about, is emotional, emotional, emotional. But there is something other than that. To let love, authentic love, live you. This means that you are looking and listening to a vibe, a tone inside you. That still small voice within you that is telling you to do loving things, kind things, that your body, your mind, your genetic nature, your DNA, your ego would not have you do, would say are foolish or stupid, like forgiveness and utter kindness. I am emphasizing those two things because they are the easiest things for people to understand. These things, letting love live you, as I say, is about going with the flow of the meaning and the substance of what it is to have significance in this lifetime. My life holds no significance at all unless there is love in it. Real love, authentic. Authentic love is not something you acquire through casual acquaintances with thoughts. Real love is something I acquire through deep silence, meditation. It is the ultimate kind of, what do I want to say, reaction to the infinite that lives within us. And that reaction is a form of rebellion against the formidable foe of my genetic nature and my DNA. To live in the concepts and the precepts of my family, my human heritage, only shows weakness and ignorance. But to live in the compassion and the ebb and the flow of a great love that lives beyond the ideas and ideals of a person's mind and body, that's something else. So, let love live you, dear Steve. Achieve it. Achieve love in you. It's an honorable and powerful equality, and it will change everything about your life that you are living right now and bring you into the light of a great compassion and forgiveness. I'm out of here. Thank you, Steve. Please forgive me. Thank you all for listening. And again, please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.